You're with SBS Radio.
Pendengar, Filipina telah mengumumkan wabah virus polio pertamanya sejak negara itu dinyatakan bebas dari virus tersebut hampir 20 tahun yang lalu. Namun, Polio Australia mengatakan risiko penyebaran penyakit itu dari Pasifik ke populasi lokal sangat minim. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Petem Smolenik. Departemen Kesehatan Filipina telah mengkonfirmasi kasus polio pertama sejak negara dan wilayah Pasifik dinyatakan bebas dari penyakit itu pada tahun 2000. Seorang gadis berusia 3 tahun dari Provinsi Lanao del Sur di Filipina Selatan merupakan kasus pertama yang diketahui terkena virus itu. Penyakit virus yang sangat menular ini juga ditemukan di sistem pembuangan kotoran Manila dan di saluran air Davao. Sekretaris Departemen Kesehatan Filipina, Francisco Degu, mengatakan kepada channel berita ABS-CBN lokal bahwa wabah ini dapat disebabkan oleh penurunan jumlah anak-anak yang divaksinasi terhadap virus tersebut.
The average polio vaccination rate has been at 66 to 68%. So this is really insufficient, and we need the 95% vaccine rate of protection or coverage.
Penyakit polio atau poliomyelitis adalah penyakit menular yang berpotensi melumpuhkan dan mematikan yang disebabkan oleh virus polio. Pendidik kesehatan klinis di Polio Australia, Paul Cavendish, mengatakan virus ini dapat menyebabkan banyak reaksi.
Polio is a highly contagious virus, so it attacks our motor neurons and they're responsible for making our muscles contract, so enabling us to do different movements and have, you know, a capacity to run, walk, and do various activities. It also can cause some lesions in the brainstem, which can have a wide range of effects, and particularly the most common ones are the effect it has on our capacity to breathe, talk, and swallow.
Anak-anak sangat rentan tertular virus ini karena mereka cenderung terjangkit penyakit yang berkaitan dengan usus. Profesor David Isaacs dari Pediatric Infectious Disease di Rumah Sakit Anak-anak di Westmead dan University of Sydney mengatakan, pengembangan vaksin polio berarti polio tidak lagi dapat menulari banyak anak-anak.
It used to be a devastating disease, polio. I mean, in the 1950s, 1940s in the United States, it was treated like the plague. People were petrified that their one or more children in their family would catch polio and be paralyzed forever. Very worst, it could stop people breathing. And so people sometimes ended up in iron lung, either for a period because their breathing muscles weren't working, or even sometimes for 60 years. So it was a frightening disease.
Pernyataan serupa juga didukung oleh juru bicara Public Health Association Australia Immunisation, Angela Newbaum. Ia mengatakan imunisasi adalah cara yang paling efektif dan saat ini satu-satunya bentuk pertahanan terhadap polio.
The best defense is immunization, making sure that all children receive their immunizations on time in the funded program, polio vaccines funded for children. So making sure that those doses are given, but also making sure that if people are planning overseas travel, to go and speak to a travel medicine expert or certainly speak to their GP.
Jumlah vaksinasi di Australia mencapai 95%. Dan Paul Cavendish dari Pendidikan Kesehatan Klinis Polio Australia mengatakan, hal itu menyebabkan kemungkinan perebakan polio di Australia sangat minim.
Obviously, as being part of the world, every country is concerned with any cases or increasing number of cases of the polio virus. I think we need to keep in perspective, if we keep our vaccination levels high in our community, then the risk for people in Australia is still quite low.
Newbound telah memperingatkan para pelancong untuk mendapatkan imunisasi jika mereka pergi ke Filipina atau ke mana saja di mana terdapat penyakit menular. Ia mengatakan ketika pulang kembali ke rumah penting untuk mengetahui adanya penyakit-penyakit itu.
If anybody does travel and they are coming home feeling unwell in any way, phone their GP, phone ahead and say that they have just returned from travel, because it's a good idea for them to be able to triage your arrival. So if you do have something infectious, you're not sitting around in the waiting room They would rather expect your arrival and quarantine you straight away, just in case.
Professor Isaacs mengharapkan penyakit polio dapat ditumpas secepat mungkin.
Polio has almost been eradicated. 30 years ago, there were a third of a million cases, 350,000 cases of paralysis a year caused by polio in the world. And last year, there were 33 in the whole world. So there's an enormous reduction. But there are a couple of countries that are still struggling to immunize well.
WHO dan UNICEF bekerja sama dengan Filipina untuk mencegah perebakan penyakit tersebut.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.